Listening Library presents Black Heart by Holly Black. Read for you by Jesse Eisenberg. Chapter 1. My brother Baron sits next to me, sucking the last dregs of milk tea slush noisily through a wide yellow straw. He's got the seat of my Benz pushed all the way back and his feet up on the dash, the heels of his pointy black shoes scratching the plastic. With his hair slicked back and his mirrored sunglasses covering his eyes, he looks like a study in villainy. He's actually a junior federal agent, still in training, sure, but with a key card and an ID badge and everything. To be fair, he's also a villain. I tap my gloved fingers impatiently against the curve of the wheel and bring a pair of binoculars to my eyes for about the millionth time. All I see is a boarded-up building on the wrong side of Queens. What is she doing in there? It's been 40 minutes.
What do you think? He asks me.
Bad things. That's her after-school job now, taking care of shady business so Zakharov's gloves stay clean. Her dad won't put her in any real danger, I say, but the tone of my voice makes it pretty obvious I'm trying to convince myself more than I'm trying to convince my brother. Baron snorts.
Ha! She's a new soldier. Gotta prove herself.
Zakharov couldn't keep her out of danger if he tried. And he's not going to be trying real hard. The other laborers are watching, waiting for her to be weak, waiting for her to screw up. He knows that. So should you. I think of her at 12, a skinny girl with eyes too large for her face, and a nimbus of tangled blonde hair. In my memory, she's sitting on the branch of a tree, eating a rope of red licorice. Her lips are sticky with it. Her flip-flops are hanging off her toes. She's cutting her initials into the bark high up, so her cousin can't claim she's lying when she tells him she got higher than he ever will. "Boys never believe I can beat them," she told me back then. "But I always win in the end."